Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out what your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Welcome to i5 for the iPhone, episode 57. This is the show simply drunk on iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks. I'm Sarah Lane. It looks like we all survived the iPhone apocalypse of last week. I'm very, very happy to see you all. Number one, new iPhones for all. Yay! As expected, there really weren't a lot of surprises in Apple's announcement last week. Apple's now selling two new devices. That's the less expensive 5C, iPhone 5C, that isn't really cheap. Everyone thought that the C was going to stand for cheap or maybe China, but it's really just the next generation of the iPhone 5, which has officially been discontinued, and comes in a lot of bright, shiny, plasticky colors. And then the higher-end iPhone 5S, which comes in silver, gold, and space gray, which is Apple's way of saying black. And won't be available for pre-order until this Friday at 12:01 a.m. Pacific time. So the 5C is currently the only device up for pre-sale right now. And for the first time since 2009 with the launch of the iPhone 3GS. Remember those days? We didn't get a fancy press release boasting about the big numbers about how many iPhone 5Cs that Apple sold in its first 24 hours. Apple usually does this. So what do we think? Does this mean that it didn't sell well? Well, some people are obviously going to think so, but I think Apple probably just wants to sell a bunch of iPhone 5Ss over this next weekend and then bundle the 5S and the 5C numbers all together and then say, hey, world, we sold a crap ton of iPhones. You may recall that this is exactly what Apple did with the iPad 4th gen and the iPad mini last fall. Bundled numbers, they look bigger, they look better, and then Apple looks stronger. Now, before you ask, yes, I'm going to get an iPhone 5S at 12:01 a.m. this Friday. And yes, I'm getting the gold one. And yes, I will slowly be phasing out all of my silver jewelry and replacing everything with gold jewelry in order to match myself. I mean, geez, I am not a gaudy lady after all. Number two. Hey, everybody out there. How's the whole post-Google Reader world treating you? Have you moved on? Or are you still pining for the old days of getting all your news off RSS feeds? Remember those days? If so, one of Google Reader's best third-party apps, Reader, that's R-E-E-D-E-R, has a brand new version in the App Store, and I think you might really like it. Now that Google Reader is officially dead, Reader is an RSS reader and client for Feedbin, Feedly, FeedWrangler, Fever, and Readability. So, what do you get? Well, RSS syncing. You get local or standalone RSS compatibility as well. You have support for multiple accounts and a huge list of sharing services like Buffer, Instapaper, Pinboard, App.net, Messages, Mail, pretty much you name it, and it's there. Reader looks really, really nice, too. They have lots of gestures that quickly let you switch between views or mark posts as read, star stuff for later, add accounts. It's everything that you would expect, but it's put together really nicely. Reader 2 is also, for the first time now, a universal app, meaning just one version that's optimized both for the iPhone and for the iPad. The catch is that this makes it a brand new app, not an update to the Reader app that was previously in the App Store and that you might already have installed. So if you had the old Reader installed, you will not only have two apps called Reader and need to delete the old one, but you have to pay again for Reader 2, and it's $4.99. However, it's arguably your best RSS option on the iPhone. It's definitely my RSS option of choice, because I still love RSS. I use it all the time. And if you want to support the developer, this is definitely the way to do it. Number three, it has been a while since we talked about Vine here on i5. I've really never loved Vine all that much. It always seemed a little limiting, a little gimmicky, 6 seconds of video, lots of jump starting and looping. who needs it? For a while, I just stopped thinking about Vine, and when somebody shared a Vine link on Twitter, I never clicked on it. But Vine has made some pretty good improvements in the last few months, and I've found recently some really creative or really funny or really strange Vine, sometimes all three, via its new trending post view. That's where stuff rises to the top that I'm probably going to like a lot of other people have.
Panda, say I love you.
Featured hashtags also make it not only easy for me to browse, let's say, cat-related vines, of which there are many, but also add my own cat-related vine to the collection for other people to enjoy. I'm also noticing a lot more Vine reposting. I guess they call it revining on Vine. In fact, I went pretty deep into a Vine hole yesterday. And boy, did I have fun. Follow Daystorm, and that's worth the price of admission right there. Well, actually, Vine's free, so there's no actual price of admission, but you get what I'm saying. You know what I want, actually? Since we're talking about it, I want your picks for best Vines that you've seen recently. Email us at i5@twit.tv, and I'll show a couple on next week's show. Do it. Do it now. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the new iPhone. We know it's, well, partly here and still to come. Gazelle.com wants to buy your used iPhone for a limited time. Gazelle is allowing you to lock today's pricing for your iPhone in, giving you until October 31st, that's Halloween, to send it in. That means you'll have time to get the new iPhone before you send them your old one. Gazelle makes selling your used gadgets, not just iPhones, but lots of gadgets, really fast and really simple. Here's what you do. Go to gazelle.com. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. And enter your item and find what Gazelle is going to pay you for it. You tell Gazelle the condition it's in. Is it banged up? Is it pretty nice? You know, you have a broken button? That's okay. They even buy broken iPhones and iPads. Then you get a risk-free offer for your gadgets, and you also get free shipping to send them back. You get paid fast, either by check, via PayPal, or for an extra 5% off an Amazon gift card. With Gazelle, you get paid in cash. It's trustworthy, and Gazelle has paid, get this, $100 million to over 600,000 happy customers. That's a lot of people. Free shipping. Most iPhones qualify for a free box, in fact. And the whole process is fast. You don't have the hassle of listing anything. You just basically say, Gazelle, it's time for me to send in my old iPhone. I want a new one. And Gazelle says, okay, here's your money. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for that iPhone. Lock in today's price and then send it in by October 31st. Do it now, because your iPhone may lose value the longer you wait. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. And thanks to Gazelle for sponsoring this episode of i5. Number 4. Okay, important question for you. Do you like music? Of course you do. Do you like live music? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Have you downloaded the iTunes Festival app yet? No? If you're not familiar with the iTunes Festival, it's an actual festival that takes place at the Roundhouse, which is a big, big venue in London. But it's also offered for free as an app to watch live performances, music performances, and performances on demand after the fact. The iTunes Festival is basically 30 nights of free music, takes place in September, and features everybody from the really big names, the Lady Gagas and the Katy Perrys, to lesser-known artists that you might also love. It's really, really well done. In fact, I had a good time watching a bunch of performances last year, the iTunes Festival 2012, so I'm really glad that it's back again. You can watch concerts on your iPhone, or if you have AirPlay access, send them to your big TV and crank up the speakers. Enjoy! Finally, number 5. We got an email from Rexter, who has an incredibly cool name, but also wants us to check out an app called Coffitivity. Okay, Rexter, let's take it for a spin. So here's how Coffitivity describes itself in the App Store. I loved it. Where do you go to get real work done? The coffee shop, of course. Based on research that shows ambient noise boosts creative thinking, the Coffitivity app streams the ambient sounds of a coffee shop right to your iPhone. Okay. So I can mix Coffitivity with iTunes. Okay, I get that if I've got stuff on my phone. I can adjust the balance of Coffitivity and my music. to sort of make it seem like I'm listening to music, but also in a cafe. I can filter through multiple Coffitivity audio tracks to choose the one I like the best, which provides me with the most cafe-like environment. Perhaps most importantly, I can also use Coffitivity even when I'm offline. But that's pretty much it. It's white noise for the waking hours, for the working hours. There's really an app for everything, isn't there? But seriously, all kidding aside, I actually like this idea. The problem I have with actual coffee shop working, there's a coffee shop right down the street from my house, and every time I go in there and I get out my laptop and I'm ready to, I don't know, crank out some i5s, then I start getting too fascinated by everybody who's in the cafe around me and who's walking in, what are they ordering, who are they? What's their life story? That guy looks weird. And then I end up being really distracted and I can't get any work done outside the office. With just the ambient part of the coffee shop, but none of the visual distractions, I kind of get the best of both worlds. Potentially. Oh, and it's $1.99. Do you ever hear or see of a great app or trick on i5 and then you can't remember what it was later and you just lay there sobbing? Yeah, me too. I have been there. But here's what you do. You just hop over to our show notes at twit.tv/i5. That's where all of our links live and where you can subscribe to this fine show with the feed of your choice, or just add our show to your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5, or send us a video with an app review of your own. I'm Sarah Lang. This is i5 for the iPhone. And when we next meet, I will have a gold one. Or at least I'll have ordered it. Darn it.